Okay, we're in Shira Shirim, Perek Vav Pasuk Yud. Okay, Mizeis Hanishkofo Kemoi Shochar. Who is looking down? I guess LaHashkif Hashkif Amivoyin Kotshecho Kemoi Shochar, like the dawn. Yofa Kalavona, beautiful as the moon. Bora Kachamo, as clear as the sun. Ayuma kanidgolois. Ayuma is awesome as the nidgolois. That's the angels. Let's see Rashi. Misas and Ishkofa. Oleinu, who's looking on us? Mimokom hagavoya lenomuch kruya hashkofa. From high up to low down, that's called la hashkif, hashkofa. Okay? Kach beis hamikdash gavoa mikol arosis. The beis hamikdash is higher than everything else. That's the height of Yerushalayim, of the world, it says. I don't know. Kimo shochar, hoylech umeir me'at me'at. The shochar, the morning, lights, illuminates the world little by little. The sun starts rising, the first rays of light, and then you see more, then you see the sun, or you don't see the sun, and then you finally see the sun. Kach Odi Yisrael b'bayis sheni. That's comparable to Yisrael b'bayis sheni. Betchila Zerubovel pachas Yehuda. Pachas you. Pachas is that? Yehuda v'loy melech. Zerubovel was pachas, says a governor, and he wasn't a king. V'hoyu mishubodim leporas uleyovon. And they were mishubed to Persia and to Greece. V'acharkach nitzchum beis chashmonoim. Chashmonoim defeated the Yevonim, the Greeks, v'nasu melochim, and then they became kings. And that's called Yofa. That's called what? Yofa Kalavona. What is that going on? Means
Ashkofa. It happened in stages.
What?
Happened in stages.
Yeah, but that they became kings was not a good thing.
Oh.
So I don't know what he's referring to. It says there. How do you say? Anyone who says Yibesh Chashmonoi, Eino Ela Avdo, because they were all wiped out because they weren't Mishavet Yehuda. So I don't know what that's.
Except one, no.
What?
Except one was wiped out.
Who's one?
There's one who survived.
So it says Kolo Eimim Be Yibesh Chashmonoi Ano Eino Ela Avdo.
He was.
Only Avodim.
Huh? He was the guy that claimed he was.
I don't know. Anyway, but so what's going on over here? Please tell me. I don't get it. Ayuma kanid golos. Ayuma bigibureho kanid golos shel melochim. Like, you know, armies of kings. Kol ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekaleis es Knesset Yisrael. Oh, here we're getting at least what we're doing over here. All of this is praise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praising Knesset Yisrael. Yofat rayosi kesirtso. You're so beautiful like the tirtso. All of this was praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu until this point. So what is he praising us? What is it? Oleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying he's Hanishkofo Oleinu. Can somebody help me here? What's going on here? If this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu praising Klal Yisrael, then he's saying, Mizos HaNishkofo, Oleinu, who's the one who's looking down on us? Mimokom gavoa lanomuch kruya hashkofa. And then he says, what is that? And the kach beis hamikdash gavoa mikol arosis. So the beis hamikdash is looking down on the whole world. I'm afraid to say what I think it must mean. It's a pachad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises Klal Yisrael and says that Klal Yisrael sits on high in the Beis HaMikdosh and looks down on all of us. Kaviyochol ke'ilu, that they're looking down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers himself amongst the people that they're looking on, and they're looking down. They're the height of the world. Klal Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdosh reach such a height that's kaviyochol, it's ke'ilu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says they're looking on us, they're looking down at me.
What?
I agree, what? But tell me what? Rashi says at the end of this pasuk that this is the kilus kol ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekales es kenes Yisrael until here it's praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So misas and eshkofe kamo shochar, that's Klal Yisrael looking down. So if that Klal Yisrael looking down at the world and enlightening the world little by little, meir me'at me'at kach Yisrael v'vayesheni tchila b'rezu bovel, and no, not melech, there wasn't that level of leadership, and then eventually they beat the Chashmon, they beat the Yevonim, and then they took back the Malchus. Okay, very nice. But why is it Oleinu? Mizos and Ishkofa Oleinu.
What? Zion says it's the nation speaking.
What's that?
Rashi says
Kach Kol Ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekaleis Es Knesset Yisrael. That's what Rashi says. Mizeis Anishkof Oleinu. Well, I tell you the truth. The truth is that, in a sense, that's what's happening. Just to make it a little bit more palatable. What happens? The Bezin sits in the Beis Hamikdash and Lishkas Hagosis, and they decide the halacha. Abasko comes and says, "Not so." You know what happens? A Mashgicha Abasko, the famous Medrash. Kadosh Baruch Hu told the Pamalin Shemaila to take out the big books. Tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to judge the world. Comes back tomorrow and says, "Sorry, put away the books. We can't judge the world today." Because the Lishkas Hagosis, the Bezin in the Lishkas Hagosis, didn't accept the Eidus HaChodesh. Mimela, it's not Rosh Hashanah. So in a sense, he's Nishkofa Aleinu. From the Beis HaMikdash, a decided the Halochas, comes out the light to the world. Ad Kedei Kach, they're enlightening HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world too. Aleinu. It's Aleinu. I mean, Pshuta Kabashmo. They enlightened him and said, "Sorry, Rabbeinu Shalalem, today is not Rosh Hashanah, much to your surprise and maybe disappointment." That's enlightening HaKadosh Baruch Hu too. Huh? What do you say about that? Too much Gedarshant? Maybe not. Huh? What do you say? What? What do you say?
I didn't realize you were asking something.
No, seriously. Could
yeah, I mean,
be
that's what it says, sort of.
That's what it seems to say.
It sounds like you're adding a piece that might be a little Gedarshan.
Sounds like nothing because I can't hear you.
It sounds like you're adding a piece that might be Gedarshan, but it definitely sounds like it fits the idea.
Rashi said that this is Hashem, this is the Klal HaKadosh Baruch Hu praising Klal Yisrael. He says, Mizos HaNishkofa, and Rashi says, Oleinu, Mimokam Gavoah. Kach beis hamikdash gavoy kibay shochar hoyl chomer maat maat kach yisrael beisheni betchilas rubovel, and then they took the malchus and they were made more, and then ayuma ken this ayuma be gibor eho in gol shemalochim. And then they had what was their strength, and maybe that was their strength too, the strength of Klal Yisrael. Maybe that's stuck in the pshat. Yeah?
You don't have to say necessarily that's the chiddush.
So how would you say it?
I mean, I could hear theoretically that maybe like in Hashem's desire to mekalis us, he like puts himself in a lower position so he could like fully, I don't know, fully appreciate whatever, fully express their appreciation.
That's it, kosher, do kosher in the Rishonim.
Also, he says, Rabbi, he says differently. He says that,
that's the kach. Beis Hamikdash is the highest place that the cloud.
Look. Rotzos, not Minas Shemayim.
He's
not talking about that.
No, but Kodesh Baruch Hu in Shemayim, I don't know if we control Kodesh Baruch Hu, but in this world we control it. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be tomorrow to be Rosh Hashanah, and the Bezin says sorry. They wanted a paskin that this is whatever it was, the machlekes there to Yeshua, and there's a tanush shel achnai in this baskol. Sorry, no, ein mashkicha be baskol. So that's a pshat that the from gavoa, from the Beis Hamikdash, from the lishkas agosis, and from the when there's Malchus there, there's even more glory and more power and more control. That's where everything comes out. And maybe that's the pshat in Ayuma Kanid Golos also, that Ayuma Bigiboyreho Kanid Golos Shamalochim. They have endless power, like armies of kings with big armies. What's the pshat? The Koyach HaToyro. And the everything is from there. So even in a certain sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is affected by that. I mean, that's what we know. We know that's true. That's what Chazal say. He came to judge the judge the world on Rosh Hashanah, and then he had to take it back and say, no, the Bezin didn't accept the Eidus HaChodesh, and today's not Rosh Hashanah. Finished.
So yeah, are you saying that's shot that the only way we could affect Hashem?
No, and it doesn't say only, but it just says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Mizos Hanishkofa Olenu, that there's someone looking from a Mokum Gavoya to the Mokum Nomuch, and he says that refers to the Bayis Sheni, and that is Olenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's Olenu, it's on me too. Olenu is him and us, and Rashi says Kol Zeh. So Kol Zeh doesn't mean half the pasuk. Kol Zeh probably means even psukim before. Yeah. That's what he seems to say. God. Like Yofa Kesirtzo. So it's a Kol Zeh is the kilus of HaKadosh Baruch to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch is praising Klal Yisrael that you look down from on high and you look on us. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praise to Klal Yisrael. The only thing that could mean is because the Beis HaMikdash, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the koyach of Hayro to the Sanhedrin, the Lishkas Agosis, so in a sense, the light that comes forth from the Lishka Sagosis is lightning HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world also. Because he too is affected by that. That's what it seems to be. I don't know what else you could say. In fact, when you think about it, it's not really that bizarre. Because it's true. The what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the Torah, is he no longer has it anymore.
Well, it's very bizarre still, because
what?
Just because he gave us the power to paskin the Torah doesn't mean that he placed us above him.
That what?
Like the creator of the world happens to be.
No, yeah, so but
it's above him. Baaretz, you call Aratzos. Everything that's Baaretz, we're the highest ones.
No, but it is. Look, Lemaisa. He says Aloch is this way.
What?
Sorry, no go. What's that? What did you say?
No, he didn't.
What? I didn't hear
you. Oh, you mean in this Rashi?
What?
Who? He doesn't say anything about Torah.
But that's what's the Iker of the Bezdin?
It's always on.
The Iker of the Beis HaMikdash Zok the Sipurnu Laman Til Malim Asa Shem Chakol Ayomim Sheshom Hoya HaBezdin HaGodol Lohovinu Lohiris. That's where the Iker of Shomayim, that's where the Hiroah comes. Ki Mitzir and Teitzei Torah, the Torah is all the Hiroah. All the atmosphere and the Shechino and the Shiro, and that is very nice. It's very Choshev, but the Iker is what comes out the Torah. And on that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a recipient or is looked down upon. In other words, his koiches, by giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael, that's the lashon of the Torah that I quote all the time. It's Beis Chayenu Shehoyo Mishtashei Abo B'chol Yoyim. And then the Gemara says, Eino Deme Matono, a person gives something to someone else, so the one who got it is happy, the one who lost it is sad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and yet he rejoices with it also. What's the comparison? By a matona, you don't have it anymore. Kodesh Baruch Hu still has the Torah. He gave it to Klal Yisrael. No, Torah says he gave it away. It's hoya mishtasheh bo. He no longer controls it. He no longer can paskin halochas. Torah is almanas lasis. He cannot control the almanas lasis.
What? Who? Does it say anything about?
About what?
Hashem in the pasuk.
Hashem?
Well, yeah.
Rashi says at the end, Rashi says, Kol zeh HaKodesh Baruch Hu mekale says Knesset Yisrael.
Yeah, they're more than the other nations.
Where he says Olenu, Mizos Hanishkofa, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, Olenu mi Mokum Gavoya. On him? And what does it mean?
That we're Mokum Gavoya over all the other nations.
What?
Olenu refers, Hashem is speaking.
Rashi says,
Mizos Hanishkofa Olenu. He's explaining what they mean. That's what it says. Who is it looking down on us? On us. Who's us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking. So he's included with that.
What does that have to do with Beis HaMikdash being Kavod Mikol Haaretz?
He's just giving a time.
No, that's why he's referring. Because his maram is that we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Before he was also talking about the Bayis Sheni. He said, "Hasebi Naich Mi Negdi." When they came back in the second Bayis, I can't give you the owner of the Kapuras and the Kruvim. Talking about Bayis Sheni, he says Bayis Sheni is also Gavoa Mikol Haaretz because the Harabayis was Gavoa Mikol Haaretz, and that Gavoa Mikol Haaretz is they're looking down from there and looking down. At what are they looking down? So, and he says, "Oleinu Teres is because the Haaretz that come out from there that Kimitzion Teitzei Torah." That's binding on a Kodesh Baruch Hu also.
The Gemara Kedushin that says that Eretz Yisrael is Gevoa Mikol Haaretz.
What?
It has nothing to do with
No, that's what he says. Hanishkofa means mi Gevoa. So he says that refers to the Beis HaMikdash because it happens to be. What?
Nothing to do with the Haaretz. That Gemara about Beis HaMikdash being Gevoa Mikol Haaretz has nothing to do with the Haaretz.
No, but he's saying that that's the Pshat here. Rashi is telling you that this concept of hashkofa, which means looking Rashi, from on high, what?
Next Rashi explains. He said that Chal Yisrael is more than all the other nations, but it's slowly like that. Odze medaber,
what? Hashkine bosi al mikdo sheini ze eleich lirois bibi hanochal kamal achluchis masim tevim erakoch porcho agefen im tafri, what does it have to do?
Rashi, kamo shachar.
Where? Kamo shachar. Yeah, Kabosha Holech Omer Ma'at Ma'at. Kach Hoyu Yisrael B'Bayis Sheni. B'Tchila Zerubbabel, they didn't have the full Malchus. They only had the certain whatever it was there. And then, later on, when they got rid of the Yevonim V'Nasim Elohim. No, but that was part of, when they had full control, when they had full control over Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekalis the Klal Yisrael.
Right, that we're more than other nations.
That what's Oleinu, Mises and Shkofa Oleinu. This is how Kodesh Baruch Hu is speaking.
Hashem is Nishkof Oleinu.
No, me is Hashem is speaking. Rashi says, "Kol ze Hakadosh Baruch Hu mekalis." He's praising, and what does he say? Mizos and Shkofa. Who is it that's looking from on high? Oleinu on us. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is saying Oleinu about himself. That's what the pasuk says. That's what Rashi says. That you can't get away from. We're trying to understand how that works. That's not the Umos Olam. The terrace, what?
No, so yeah, that's he's suggesting.
Not right.
The end of the previous pasuk, Rashi explained that the Ra'os Banu, Ra'ua Banos,
Yahshua.
Now, this is Hashem saying that the other nations saw us and they were praising us.
Okay.
And they were saying this. Like, in other words, Hashem saying, wow, look how great my Klal Yisrael is that the other nations were saying this about them.
So what does Rashi say here? Is that Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekalis?
No, because Hashem is saying this whole speech from Pasuk Dalet and on. He's saying that look what the nation said about us.
Yeah, Rashi even says it.
He's praising, but again, he's praising us by telling us what everybody said about us. So, Mizas and Shkofa Oleinu. So this is what they're saying.
Yeah, because look at the previous Rashi ends row.
My kiluson that and this Rashi says mekalis is Knesset Yisrael means Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mekalis us by saying over the kiluson of the others. Okay, so now with that, let's read it. That's good.
Mises
in Ishkofa Oleinu. So that's what they're saying. Mimokum there, huh? Kimoy Shochar Hulechameya. This is the.
What's that? What bothered you?
I know that. All this is all kilos. But they're saying, but the kilos, part of the kilos is what they're saying. Okay, we forgot that. That's very good. Okay, so then we know the pshat. So wait a second. So very good. What? Everything. No, now everything fits. Everything fits. We forgot that.
It became established that they were able to be, so to speak, like.
Simple. Now it's very simple. The previous Rashi said, what is the kilus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekalis Klal Yisrael with the kilus that the Goyim is saying. And what are they saying? Saying Mizos and Ishkofa, Oleinu, means on them. Mimor, they realize that Klal Yisrael is above and looking down on them for the Beis HaMikdosh. And if first partially they weren't really Melochim, they were just whatever, so some kind of rulers, then they became Melochim. That's even more power that they had, and their ayuma bigiboreh can go to shemalochim. They have power like as if a melech with great armies. And this is the kilos that Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael. What does he want? Yofa akra yosi kisirso. Why does he bring that pasuk?
That's where it starts. Hashem, that's the beginning of Hashem's kilos of us.
But that's him talking.
Yeah, no, he's been talking the whole time. But now he's quoting the Nazi. He's saying this whole speech, the whole thing.
I mean, because the previous pasuk said,
what is their kilos that they were doing?
And now he's saying what they said.
Which also makes sense why he's referring to their malchus, even though the malchus was bad. The non-Jews were amazed by the fact that
that's right. Very good. We were bothered by that because the malchus, they weren't allowed to take the malchus. Hashem is a kilos. Teretz says that's their kilos because to them they looked at malchus. Very good. Shkoya.